Good morning, all. What day is it today? Wednesday. It's Wednesday today. Sun is shining again, so it's a bit like summer's arrived. For a while, at least, which is good. Ruth picked up that there is already a Microsoft Music store, apparently, called the Zune Marketplace. I think it speaks volumes that I'd never heard of it. So clearly I'm not in their target audience somewhere. I didn't know Zune was still going. I'm pretty amazed that Zune's still going, actually. So good for Microsoft for sticking with the product. But has it got any market share at all? Wow. Presumably they don't call it the Zune Marketplace when it's on the Xbox 360. Or maybe it's only for the Xbox 360 and they still use the Zune brand for that, which seems a bit odd because, as I say, Zune isn't exactly a brand that set the world on fire, is it? You'd expect it to be called Xbox Marketplace or something like that. Well, trouble is then, if you called it Xbox Marketplace, then you'd have trouble putting it on the Windows Phone, unless you call it Windows Phone Marketplace, which doesn't make sense on the Xbox. So maybe calling it Zune Marketplace enables them to have a name that they can use against multiple other brands. Possibly. Don't know. So yeah, that is something new I learnt. So thank you, Ruth. I've learnt something new. I still like the look of that Surface. I find it's interesting that nobody got to use that new keyboard, which looks really cool, at the press event. I wonder why that was. That does seem very weird. You would have thought they would have let people play with it. Hands-on video by The Verge is quite funny, because it doesn't actually touch the thing at all. So the hands-on video is him talking with no actual hands-on. Very, very strange. But yeah, I think Microsoft have done really well with this Surface tablet in that I'm still thinking about it. I still think it's a cool idea. It's still being talked about. So yeah, they've done well there. It shall be interesting to see what Google do at I.O., which is coming up next week, I believe. And we'll find out if they've got any plans in the tablet space, because I don't think that the Android tablets outside of Nook and Kindle have particularly sold that well. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do. Another thing I've been doing over the last week or so whilst rowing has been watching the Steve Jobs interviews that he had with Walt Mossberg at the All Things D conference. They've been quite interesting because obviously they date back to 2003, and with the benefit of knowing what has happened, it is quite interesting seeing how he answered stuff. And talked about stuff like video shouldn't be on an iPod until the point where video was on an iPod. That was interesting. It was also interesting that on that particular example, Steve said, "I was wrong," which was interesting. And that video actually is popular on the iPod. But overall, I came away thinking that he really, really didn't like taking questions from the audience. He really didn't like the whole unpreparedness of it. So that was quite interesting. I should watch Tim Cook's interview, which was this year, because he went to All Things D and was interviewed. And I think that'd be quite interesting to watch as well, because all the profiles that I've seen of Tim Cook so far is that he seems a little bit more comfortable about these sort of things. So I think that would be an interesting contrast. See, I'm running out of time and I need to take the kiddo to school, so I shall stop now.